This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program here. Can talk about Venezuela when we get a chance to get back to it. Lots of Bitcoin discussion.
We are done with that?
Not really. Right. Ended up coming up here tonight. It's Ian with you, by the way.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls, though, and your calls and thoughts are welcome about absolutely anything that is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the calls where Doug is on the line in Minnesota on the AMP lines. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy to talk to you.
I'm happy to hear from you, Doug.
I know. It was a great time at the cabin. I'm driving home. I often listen to you guys Sunday nights, just like old times, you and Ian. God, brings me back to the Florida days. All right, anyway. Sorry I missed Roger's, call last night. I was busy kneeboarding and stuff. There's video on Facebook.
That's Roger Veer, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He spent about 2 hours with us fielding calls and answering questions about Bitcoin and the upcoming potential fork that's looks to be pretty likely for the Tuesday, August 1st at about 8:20 in the morning. There's going to be a major change likely to Bitcoin that will result probably in two Bitcoins, Bitcoin Original, if you will, and the new Bitcoin Cash. Some people are calling the original Bitcoin Bitcoin Core, BTC, and the new Bitcoin Cash, BCC, although some have pointed out that BCC is already taken by another cryptocurrency, so they may end up using BCH. Anyway, that's what's happening in a nutshell, and people, don't know what to do. What do you want to? What's your comment? What are your thoughts, Doug?
Well, just want to give props to Roger Veer. It was thanks to you guys, of course, that made me a Bitcoin millionaire. I'll say that on the air. I bought half the cabin, and I paid a lot of taxes when I converted Bitcoin to fiat. But Roger and Eric and Charlie all at Porkfest did my first transaction at the Mark Edge at the smoothie stand. So thank you all.
Yeah.
I've donated to Mark's cause there in Uganda.
Thank you.
And my miner's fee, you're welcome. I love the cause. My miner's fee was 12 cents because I use Arabits and it calculates the slow miner's fee at 12 cents. I'm pretty sure you don't give a rat's ass if it's in the next block or the block after. So
right.
12 cents. Roger.
Right.
Now has become overly exaggerating the minor fees to be up to $1,000, I heard him say last night.
He has heard some people from the core side, the old Bitcoin programmer guys who, I guess they're not that old, they're actually a newer batch of programmers, but the people who were programming the original Bitcoin,
say they didn't care if they went up to $1,000.
Yeah.
He's actually posted a screen cap of somebody saying that. It's an accurate statement. Right now, I don't think that Roger would argue that. That it would be very difficult to find a fee that's above a dollar.
Yeah.
Because even the people that have the
still paying more than a dollar. I mean, I've paid more than a dollar on some transactions. It just depends on how many different sources it's coming from.
Yeah.
There's some technical aspects, but
yes.
Generally, if you are not in a super rush, you can get the 10 cent or 20 cent or 30 cent fees more often these days.
Yeah, and even when the Bitcoin fees were outrageous, and by the way, I ran a company that depended on Bitcoin fees being zero to none.
Right. Yep.
Watch My Bid is now in hibernation because of the transaction fees, and I hopefully plan to bring it back when the second layer scaling solutions, which are much more elegant, much more robust, much more effective for tiny little amounts. I don't care about security for 20-cent videos, and I don't think anyone's going to try to double-spend anybody for a 12-cent video or a coffee. It's just a more elegant solution than the on-scale, on on-chain scaling, I believe. And I think Roger over-exaggerates the problem. And today, I spent, you know, I'm trying to keep the cops from being on my tail as I drive here. Today, I spent, you know, $7 on a sandwich at the Adirondack Cafe that takes Bitcoin in Nisswa, Minnesota, 12-cent fee.
Right.
I sent two $4 tips to two different baristas, way more than the sandwich cost, but I'm spreading Bitcoin everywhere, 12-cent fee. One of them had $50 on her Airbits wallet because she tips earlier this summer and last year, and the price has gone up, and she is been very excited to see that. So.
And she's held on to it. Good for her.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to do that half the time, but I'll introduce her to Gift soon.
So what you're saying is that the fees, and we've covered the fees in detail here on Free Talk Live, the fees have been the big problem because the Bitcoin network has been full and still is full, but it's not as full now. And the mempool, which I described earlier, the area in which transactions that don't have a large enough fee wait to be processed, had been very, very full. And that's when we were seeing the fees of $2, $2.5, $3 per transaction. And that was only like 2 months ago. So that wasn't that long ago. It was after.
And I think that was because of shenanigans and people trying to mining zero transaction blocks with no transactions in them that some miners, selfish miners, do. And I think the problem's going to solve itself.
Why did it start? Really, why did the fees start going down in your mind, Doug? If you want to speculate, because the $2 or $3 fees. They started going down in tandem with this mempool that started emptying out. And that mempool started emptying out right at around the end of May, which is somewhat around the time when this SegWit 2X agreement happened, this agreement that came out of New York City, where a bunch of Bitcoiners, miners, 80-something percent of the mining power out in the world and a bunch of big companies came to this agreement. Do you think that was just a coincidence that all of a sudden after that, over the period of about a month, the fees started coming down and the mempool started shrinking?
No. I think it became clear that it wasn't worth it to spam the network, artificially raising the fees, artificially causing fear, uncertainty, and doubt so that people would switch over to whatever flavor Roger was pushing at the time, Bitcoin Unlimited before, Bitcoin Cash. And Roger's a passionate guy, and here's what I'm happy about. Well, so that's my answer, Ian. That's what I think happened. I think the miners all realized that, okay, you know what, SegWit's going to happen. All the powerhouse, all the users, not the miners, but the users are revolting and want this solution to happen, and they have capitulated. I think that's a good thing. There's compromise in the wind, and that's why they stopped spending money, stopped losing money, because it's no longer worth it for them to do the empty blocks is one of the games. The other one was.
So you believe that it was the big blockers who were spamming the Bitcoin?
Boost.
You believe that it was the big blockers who were spamming the network? Couldn't it have also been the people?
No. I think it was the miners. I think it was the ASIC boost running miners who had an invisible unfair advantage because of their ASIC chips that they manufactured. Who is it? Via BTC or one of those big Chinese miners. Mm-hmm. Stopped spending, and they wanted to spend $100 million to fight SegWit. And that is about the amount of money that they were raising per year because of their ASIC boost. Not the normal ASIC boost, but the clandestine ASIC boost.
Yeah, I think we're getting a little bit too far out into the technical weeds here.
We certainly are.
But basically, you're saying that one side that was benefiting from the miner fees was spending the fees it was getting to try to make the fees larger?
To try to make the fees larger so that, so that their solution would have won the day, you know, which was the largest. We got to increase the block size, and then they were artificially pushing these shenanigans to make it happen.
Doug, Doug, I'm curious to know what, you know, you're kind of giving some of the other side here. We had Roger on for 2 hours last night, and nobody called to challenge him, so you're kind of giving some of that here. Are you going to be dumping the Bitcoin Cash? Are you going to be holding it? Hang on if you want, if you got time. We'll bring you back here.
I do.
Doug is with us from WatchMyBit.com, which unfortunately had to shut down due to the excessive fees, which are still too high to run WatchMyBit. So they still need to come down even more. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20. 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll free, and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts here. Also, do want to let you know about another option, because Bitcoin may be the number one cryptocurrency, but it may not be number one forever. There are a bunch of other cryptos out there that are nipping at its toes, doing their best to compete and bring market share over to their crypto. And Dash is one of them, one of the top 10 right now. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar, and the Dash fees are a fraction of what the Bitcoin fees are these days. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. We've got Doug on the line with us here from Minnesota, longtime listener, longtime caller, supporter of Free Talk Live. You're kind of taking a different view of the future for Bitcoin. We had Roger Veer on last night. He's a big fan of the new Bitcoin Cash, which is likely going to be forking off of Bitcoin coming up here on Tuesday morning at about 8:20 Eastern time. It's going to be a historic event. This has never happened to Bitcoin before. There are a zillion altcoins out there, you know, hundreds of these things, literally, that are trying to compete with Bitcoin. But all of them are sort of software copies and modifications of Bitcoin. This is the first time we're going to have a so-called altcoin that has all of the Bitcoin transactions included in it. So it's going to have a full copy of the 140 gigabyte Bitcoin blockchain from day number one when it forks off coming up on Tuesday morning. You sound less than enthusiastic about the Bitcoin Cash. Right now the market is valuing it, its future price, at about $350 per unit, which is just above 10%, maybe about 12 or 13% of the price of a full Bitcoin right now. So whether that's any indication of what's going to happen after the fork, I'm just curious to know what your strategy is. What are you planning on doing with your Bitcoin? Because for listeners that don't know, when Bitcoin forks on Tuesday, if you have Bitcoin before the fork, you will then have the same amount of Bitcoin and an equivalent amount of this new Bitcoin Cash if you're using a supported wallet that will support that. So what are you going to do, Doug?
I am going to hold my Bitcoin, not touch Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
I researched trying to make some money off of it, because that's all I would do it for, was to try to just sell it so I can buy more Bitcoin. I believe that's what the majority of the holders and the traders are going to do also, driving the price of Bitcoin Cash further into the ground. It's already down from $600 or $800, it's not recovered. That's my strategy. Nothing. I'm going to hold my precious Bitcoin. I'm not a maximalist, by the way. Maybe I am a maximalist, because I own altcoin. I've traded altcoins, but I only trade them to make more Bitcoin. I did really well when I was in the hospital. I bought a whole bunch of altcoins and then sold them and made crap load of Bitcoin,
wow,
which I then use to invest. I'm lead investor on some new projects, which you will hear about soon.
Oh, boy.
Eric Voorhees is a second investor on one of them, so that will be announced when we're out of stealth mode. And again, thanks to you guys. Thanks to you guys for making me so wealthy. I appreciate it very much. God, I'm going to get it nailed by the IRS one of these days again.
So
but anyway.
At this point, your strategy appears to be what my advice has been, which is just hold, because we don't know what's going to happen. I'm not, my expectation isn't, as long as people call, whatever this thing that we have that's going to introduce SegWit, is the Bitcoin legacy, as long as they call that Bitcoin, and then they call something else something else, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Classic, Bitcoin Unlimited. As long as there's another word that's attached to the end of it, then it isn't Bitcoin, then people are going to want Bitcoin. Because that's the thing that has the branding. It may not. I have no clue whether SegWit is a good idea or a bad idea.
People have been arguing about that for years. People who know a lot more than we do.
Don't know whether I think a larger block size is a good idea, but I think that, for me, I've got a dirty taste in my mouth with all the stuff that I've seen on Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff. And I just want to back away from it all and just see what happens, because I am sick of hearing people talk and I'm ready to see what happens.
Here's my dream, guys, and I want you guys to make this happen. After all this is done, when there is a clear winner, or a Bitcoin Cash becomes another altcoin with its own ecosystem, I would love to get Charlie Shrem and Roger Ver on Free Talk Live together singing Kumbaya.
You're referencing
that is my dream.
Two of the guys that we've had on the show separately in recent weeks, Charlie Shrem from Jax.
Who used to be great friends.
Yep. They've had a falling out.
Are now enemies.
They've had a very public falling out. It happened on the internet, on Twitter, very recently, and it was. You know, it's always sad to see that happen. But people are so invested, literally, invested in this thing and their beliefs about it. You know, it's unfortunate.
People's arguments should happen on the radio, specifically on Free Talk Live, where Ian and I stream at each other on a regular basis, and everything's fine.
You didn't stream.
Yeah.
Not me.
Doug, this is Johnny Ray. I got a question.
He's got to go.
Thank you. Yep.
Sorry, Johnny.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a long-time listener. Love your show.
I appreciate
it. Amen. Might see you at Porkfest.
Oh, probably not. But anyway, thanks for the call, man. We're going to be at the Cannabis Freedom Festival, however. That's coming up. He's talking about the Liberty Festival that happens at the campground that we love, the Rogers Campground in the northern part of New Hampshire. We went there for Somalia Fest and Shire Fest this year, which was a competing event to Porkfest. And it's my understanding those events will be back in 2018, so maybe we'll see Doug there. Or later in the month of August for the Cannabis Freedom Festival. We're going to have Rick Naya from the Cannabis Freedom Festival on soon. He's actually working on getting Bitcoin acceptance rolling on the Cannabis Freedom Festival website, nhcannafest.com. I don't think it's up yet, so don't go looking for Bitcoin option quite yet, but they were working on that today, and we'll keep you in the loop on that. We expect to be doing the show from there. Johnny, you had wanted to say something to Doug, but you can say it after the fact. He appeared to be in a bit of a rush there.
Sure. Well, he voiced some explicit support for off-chain scaling solutions.
Right, which is the big SegWit thing that they're proposing.
Right. Yeah. And I just wanted to ask him if he didn't care about the peer-to-peer nature of Bitcoin, because I think that on-chain means peer-to-peer, and if you don't have on-chain, if you don't have an on-chain blockchain and people...
Then who knows what's happening behind the scenes? Who knows?
Then it's not peer-to-peer. You got to have a third party.
Then you got to trust Coinbase or some other third party, and as we've seen with Coinbase recently, they haven't shown themselves to be particularly upfront. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial toll free here and bring up anything that you want to discuss with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything that is on your mind on this live Sunday edition. Doug, actually, we're gonna break our rules.
Whose rule is this?
This is the rule of Free Talk Live that only one call per night. I did. And we're going to let Doug back on here because he said he really wanted to answer Johnny Ray's question, and you had a question specifically for Doug, Johnny Ray. But
I have fought myself off of home.
Just like Phil Hendry.
We know. Exactly. Yeah,
nice.
I fought myself off. Okay, Johnny Ray, rephrase your question. Re-ask it.
Sure. Yeah. When you started, you voiced explicit support for off-chain solutions, off-chain scaling solutions.
For the blockchain, which is the backing behind Bitcoin, that's the technology that basically runs Bitcoin. It's a distributed ledger that is decentralized and exists in thousands of locations all around the world. It can't be stopped. It can't be shut down. The problem is it's full of transactions, and they need to be able to scale it. So with that in mind, what was the question, Johnny Ray?
Bitcoin is often, I'll just set it up a little more. Bitcoin is often described as a peer-to-peer currency, decentralized, and I always felt like the peer-to-peer quality of it required all the signatures and everything to be on the chain. And if you take it off chain, then you're bringing in a third party, and it's not, it doesn't have the same spirit as Bitcoin anymore. So, is the peer to peer nature of Bitcoin not important to you, or am I wrong that you can't have peer to peer without everything being on the chain, on the blockchain?
Brilliant code, the SegWit, and its ability, and the most vetted, most tested, and complex code, but vetted by the most smartest people in Bitcoin, the core developers. We now have second layer solutions, and I mean anybody can innovate a solution. So we do not have to use the Lightning Network, small l, that Blockstream introduced. We don't want to. Maybe we will use the blockchain info Lightning Network, which they've offered.
We're losing it. I wish we could. I wish we could do this, but it's not working. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I'm sorry about that.
Call in with the explanation in the future.
Another night. Yeah, would be fine. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Actually, I didn't mean to summon him, but Rick Naya is on the line. I actually just mentioned that we were going to have you on, Rick, and I figured it was going to be at another point, but you just called in, so you're on Skype. Rick Naya, the organizer of the Cannabis Freedom Festival, you're on the radio.
Right on. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good. You sound good, man. We talked earlier today. I said, hey, do you have Skype? You said, oh, I don't have a headset. And so you went and got one, apparently.
No headset. Just grabbed a pretty webcam. Relatively webcam.
Oh, you got a webcam. It sounds good. It sounds good. Anyway, great. Here you are. We were talking about the Cannabis Freedom Festival as an upcoming event that Free Talk Live is planning to be at again, because we were there last year and it was a lot of fun. And this year I think it's going to be even better. How's it shaping up? Because it's coming up fast. We're about, what, a month away at this point?
That's right. We're about a month away now. Everything is coming along very quickly. And we're really excited to put on this year. And I'm very proud of the sponsorships and the family and friends of the community here and the citizens of the state of New Hampshire pulling together and really being as resourceful as they are. And Justin Champignon, Joe LaChance, Heather Marie Brown.
And most of our listeners, I mean, I know you want to give props, but most of our listeners don't know most of the folks involved. They're definitely good people. But let's talk about what's going to happen. Why should people travel to New Hampshire? Because it's not just going to attract people from New Hampshire to the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. What's going to be happening this year?
Well, this year we have guest speakers from around the nation, from different forms of cannabis legalization and experts in the industry. We also have a number of medical providers that will be there on site. We have 35 different bands. We have
that's
bands.
What this is. This is for listeners that don't know. Maybe they didn't hear our broadcast last year. This is a show that goes on and on all day long, band after band after band. It is great music, throughout the day into the night. That's really what this is. It's just in addition to the speakers, which are sort of interspersed occasionally throughout the bands. It's just band after band, talented appearances. Who are some of the top? Top billers that you got?
Some of the top billers this year are the Barely Dead, Rods and Cones, the Main Dead Project, Murder, the Chris English Project. We also have the best band in New England, Leaving Eden. We have the Tool Tribute Band, Schism, Rolling
nice.
Never. We have a number of regional bands this year that are, quite frankly, the best that are available for us. And the ones that are working with us in the cause, people that understand that what we're doing here, and it's really greatly appreciated to know that here in New England we're the last to have decriminalized just recently. I'm very proud of that. And we're looking forward to the new commission and working with them to establish a common sense program that's going to allow a lot more liberty for the citizens and allow farmers and those people who are from New Hampshire an opportunity to prosper within the industry without having it controlled by the crew, by the group.
Yeah, so you know, New Hampshire made a big step in the right direction this year with the decriminalization. It could have been better, but it's a first step, and it's a good first step into changing the laws surrounding the prohibition surrounding this project or this plant. And hopefully, we are going to see some, because you know, a lot of people need to realize you can't rest on your laurels here. We're not done yet. There's a lot more of work that needs to be done inside the and outside of the political system to move these ideas forward to where we can truly have cannabis freedom in New Hampshire.
Wonderful, that's correct. And we're also looking at a new way of going about doing that this year. And this is another reason why we hope that people really understand how cannabis and the industry itself affects the state. And no other place should cannabis be placed in the agriculture industry as a crop. And we don't need it in our alcohol commission or the tobacco commission to regulate that. We need our agricultural community to step forward and understand that that's where innovations and jobs are truly created to have longevity. And we're looking to enhance and reinforce that this year in the movement that we have with our New Hampshire Cannabis Farmers Collective that we're sharing our web and a lot of the different things that we share on our network, the New Hampshire network that we have.
Yeah, and that's what this is going to be about to some extent as well, is networking, you know, meeting people within the cannabis industry, the community, folks who are going to want to invest in what inevitably will be, hopefully, one of the freest places for cannabis production in the world. You know, once if we can get our way, and hopefully we will, with more of the great libertarians that are migrating here as part of the ongoing New Hampshire freedom migration. There was a good, solid group of libertarians attending last year at this event, and that's one of the things I really like about the Cannabis Freedom Festival is it allows us to talk to other people who, you know, may not understand fully the ideas of liberty. They may understand, hey, leave my body alone, but let's, you know, also talk to them about leave my finances alone, leave my business alone as well. And so it's cool to, you know, get to do Free Talk Live from this event where we can reach out to people who aren't sort of part of the choir, the people that we're used to encountering at the libertarian events that we attend or the Bitcoin events. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be there again this year and produce Free Talk Live. We're going to do it a little bit differently this time. Because last time we did the live shows, but the problem was nobody really knew where we were or what we were doing. So this year we're going to be doing recorded episodes of Free Talk Live, kind of like we did during the Somalia Fest earlier this summer, where we'll be able to be outdoors, we'll be able to be with the, you know, the people there and, you know, be able to be seen by folks. So I'm really excited about this coming up Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, too. To get you guys outdoor will be a great thing, and to bring a lot more of the liberty-minded people.
Hey, Rick, I'm gonna put you on hold here. I want to say thanks for coming on tonight. Well, I want to have you back on, though, hopefully this week, because I know you guys are working on Bitcoin acceptance, and I want to make sure we blast that out there once it's up and rolling.
You have no idea, but I'm just going to tell you right now that Justin and I are about wrapping it up.
All right. Good. Hang on. More coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, although you probably aren't going to get in here because we've got a few folks on hold. If you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We always do the show every night, 7 nights a week. We're live, so feel free to join us anytime that you want. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. And Rick Naya is still with us here, calling us from Concord. Presumably in his home there, which is a wonderful house I've had the pleasure of visiting a few times. As you guys are hammering out the final details for the upcoming Cannabis Freedom Festival, listeners who have not yet done so should visit your website, Rick. It's nhcanifest.com, N-H-C-A-N-N-A, Fest, Cannifest, nhcanifest.com, and that's where you got information up there about, you know, who's going to be playing, what bands. You've got information about the campground, which is Rogers Campground, just an absolutely stunning, beautiful location. I'm so glad the festival is coming back to that location this year. I imagine you got some good feedback on it from festival goers last year, Rick.
Oh, yeah, we did. There was a lot of good feedback from the festival. We've really done a good job throughout the years. We were awarded by Cannabis Now, one of the top 10 cannabis business events in the nation, which was a great honor to us.
And it's also a big deal because this is only year number 4. I mean, this is still a relatively new event in the scheme of things.
Well, in the scheme of things, it is. But remember, New Hampshire was the very first state and the largest House of Representatives in the nation to pass a legalization bill only to be, you know, vetoed by governors on many occasions. So cannabis has been on the forefront in New Hampshire for a multitude of years. What it's come down to is the level of advocacy and diplomacy that we've used with common sense policy educating these representatives. And remember, the body of representatives we have in our house is a little bit aged, and the reason being they don't pay. And a lot of retirees take on these endeavors, and they do the best they can. But now, with the changes and our liberty-minded friends and our free state projects and all of the different things that we're doing here in New Hampshire, I believe that this movement and the cannabis movement is moving forward as quickly as the state is. We're developing a newer New Hampshire, and I'm very happy to be part of that and having the LRN. And I wanted to make an announcement tonight that we have been putting a lot of work onto our site and our efforts in the Liberty Movement. And as of this evening, I'm really proud to say that we're going to be accepting Bitcoin as payments for our festival and for our retail and online site.
It's very exciting. It's awesome. It's not yet up and rolling yet, but I see you've got the page up on the site and you're working on it as we speak. So I definitely want to have you back to make the official announcement about that, because some of our listeners may be waiting until they can pay with Bitcoin. But for folks who want to get in right now, grab tickets with credit card, that's available. And the general admission price, lower than I expected it to be for all those bands, Rick. $75 for the general admission ticket.
Yeah, you got to understand something, that throughout the years that we've done this, we've gone from, you know, using bands that, you know, play for free, that just wanted to get recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew and we expended and expended and expended to a point where, you know, it's no longer feasible in our market to have such an expensive festival. And we made some changes. And a lot of the people that are playing for the festival are playing for Rick Nya. They're playing for the citizens. They're playing for the cause. They're helping us. They're supporting us. They've gone as far as giving us 50% discounts, and some of them are there playing for the passes and the enjoyment and the pleasure of
that's
being
awesome.
With all of us and sharing their love with us. So that's what it's all about. It's not about Rick Nya. It's not about any one person or group of. It's the entire body of citizens that we have that believe in cannabis that much, and the industry and what it's done, the devastating effects of this falsehood of the drug war and all of the opiate problems that they discuss. And it's just all rubbish. What we need to do is address this scientifically and educate, as we have been these last 10 years, especially these last 3.5 with Matt Simon and myself and Erica Goldner. And you know how hard we go down there, and we really bring the wood when we come, and it's really changing. I'm very proud
of you. You're talking about the political action that's been very successful over the years here in New Hampshire. By the way, I do want to mention the dates of the festival. We did say we're about a month out, but to give the specific dates, it's August 25th through the 27th. That's a Friday through a Sunday, and it is just nonstop bands. I mean, for the price of, by the way, your ticket is cheaper than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there's way more to see and have fun with at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
You know, I appreciate you saying that. I think that the Fort Fest is a wonderful event, and it has changed, and things are different, and families and life, it's like that. It's expected. But to have Freedom Festival, where we can all come, all of us, it doesn't matter what race or creed or what we believe in, it's cannabis that doesn't have that voice. It doesn't have eyes, and it doesn't have anything. It has us to do the speaking, and when we do that together, and you see how much fun it is and the joy we have with these guest speakers and the changes that we're bringing with this. This is how we've been able to touch the body of our representatives, by bringing them to our festival, having them speak and see the families and these vendors. And there are more space for vendors. If anybody wants to be a vendor, please contact info@nhcannafest.com, and we'd be happy to get you guys in there.
And have those politicians learn from that experience that these aren't, you know, drug addict monsters who are, you know, destroying society. And as they're going to see once decriminalization goes into effect, because it actually hasn't yet, it's been signed by the governor, but it's still, I think, early September is when it's actually going to go into effect. But to have them see, you know, the reality of these are your neighbors, these are your family members, these are people who are close to you, they're regular folks, productive people who use cannabis on a regular basis. I think that's an important experience, and I'm glad to be a part part of it. Mark, Johnny Ray, any questions for Rick while we've got him on the line here?
I'm really looking forward to the new sort of setup for Free Talk Live. It was a great festival last year.
Yep.
I got the opportunity to sort of sit up in our makeshift studio up there and listen to the music and wander through the event. The food was great. The vendors were great. And I really enjoyed the music. Rick, are you going to be able to bring back the same amount of food vendors as you had the last go-around?
Well, last go-around, it was really quite amazing. A lot of them came out of the woodwork the last month. And like now, that's why I'm saying any vendors that want to come and join us, please do. We have Nepalese food that's going to be there. We have the same pizza that we had there at Porkfest with Little Joey's Pizza,
nice.
Which is this phenomenal pizza.
Great.
Yeah, that's pizza. We have the Goodwin's concession, the fried foods. We have Mitch's Munchies that will be there. And we also have Stephen Cohn that will be there with some phenomenal, like, paleo food and just some really health-conscious food.
Oh, good,
food.
Good, good. Yep. That stuff always sells really good. If somebody shows up with healthy food at one of these events,
yeah.
They have a line, typically.
It's amazing how well they do. I don't go there for that stuff. But
yeah. Give me an elephant ear.
Right. Well, if my wife's there, I'm standing in line with her, but,
Yep. Yep, and you also have to have your love Java coffee in the mornings. Gotta have my coffees in the morning. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of vendors there this year. If anybody wants to be one, anybody that's looking to become one, please do contact us. I'm able to work with you and get you into the event and make it a happier and a more productive event for everybody. So if anybody wants to join us, please do get a hold of us.
So once again, August 25th through the 27th, tickets available now. We'll let you know once the Bitcoin tickets go on sale as well. And Rick Nia, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live unscheduled. I was going to schedule an interview with you, but this was great and a great opportunity to talk about the event and what's coming up.
Rick, I greatly appreciate you guys very much. You know that. I support you guys wholeheartedly. I have for many years. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for the
brother.
Work you do for all of us in the Liberty Movement, and continue to doing the good work. And I'm looking forward to sharing that love with everybody at New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
You got it, brother. You have a great night. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Blessings
Rick Nia from nhcannafest.com, and we're going to be there broadcasting from the event. Looking forward to it. It was a lot of fun last year.
August?
It's a month away, Mark.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
4 weeks. So we're going to go to Patch, who's been waiting patiently in Illinois. Patch, you're on Free Talk Live. You got the last word here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, I was with you yesterday. You were talking about the police in Chicago situation, about them, saying they can straighten the city out, things like
that. I don't recall talking about that yesterday, but okay.
Well, it was a comment. But anyways, when I had to ride around with my dad all the time up there, they would literally... I asked them what Caucasian in the other word for black meant, and they, when they would literally say one meant criminal and one meant not, and they would have a game with me to try to figure out which one was a criminal or was not. And it took me years to realize they were talking about black people.
Oh,
so
wow.
Black people were automatically, in their mind, criminals. Now, you were talking about the cannabis situation. This whole hypocrisy about that, when they confiscated cannabis, my dad himself would bring the stuff home. He would take it and bring it home.
What would he do with it?
He would give it to my brother and his friends.
It's ridiculous. I wish we had more time for police corruption stories, because I'm sure you've got them, because your dad was one of them. Thanks, Patch, for the call tonight. Feel free to call back anytime. And we didn't get through the rest of the story about Venezuela. We're going to have to get the details on how the vote went, because we didn't know that at the beginning of the show tonight. We should know more by tomorrow for sure. Meanwhile, you can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.